Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night with thoughts and worries and concerns swirling in your mind and weighing heavy on your heart? That happened to me last night, early this morning, as it has done many times before. So I ran to two scripture verses that are two of my lifelines. They're two of the verses out of God's Word that keep me centered on those days that my mind tempts me to worry and get lost and drown in those swirling thoughts. I want to share those verses with you today. Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. I woke up really early this morning with my mind very full. Actually, I guess it wasn't technically morning yet because it was still pitch black dark outside. You know, that's something that happens to me frequently, and I'm sure I'm not the only mom who wakes up 2-3 a.m. with your mind just full with all of these worries and thoughts swirling in your mind. Well, it's been a common enough occurrence for me over many years that I've learned to train myself to direct my thoughts a little differently in the middle of the night. And I've started recognizing that usually when I wake up like that, it's a perfect opportunity for me to pray about these things. So I kind of started reciting a couple of Bible verses in my mind that I learned way back years ago when I was a child. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. And it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So, in this middle of the night, worrisome time that I was having early this morning, I knew that my heart and my mind needed to be guarded by that peace that God offers. So I went back to the verse before and remembered what my step to take is to present my prayer request to God, to tell Him what I was worried about. He wants to hear these things. He already knows, but He wants me to share them with Him. So this morning, the things heavy on my heart is really, because in a couple of days, I'll be moving my daughter, Malin, out of the house. She's moving a couple of hours away, going to stunt school, training to be a stunt actor. It's such a good thing. This is definitely the right next step for her. She is following the Lord. She's following His calling. I'm thrilled for her. But as a mom, there's still many thoughts that weigh heavy on my heart. So started praying about those, started talking with the Lord about them in a very fuzzy-minded sort of way because it was still dark and I was still lying there in bed. When I finally looked at the clock, I realized it was actually 4:30 a.m. So it was much later than I thought it was. I decided to go ahead and get up, went and made my coffee, sat down with my Bible, and started to do my daily Bible reading. Well, this morning, I was reading Psalm chapter 5 and ran across one of my other favorite verses about prayer. This verse says, "In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch." So that's what I started to do. I started to order my prayer to the Lord, started to eagerly watch for what He is going to do. One way that I have found is very helpful for me when I'm trying to unload all of these worries, take the burden off of myself, surrender them to the Lord, is to sit down with my journal and just start writing a list of all of the things that are weighing heavy on me. Like in a way, I kind of have to catch all of these swirling thoughts first before I'm able to present them as a prayer request to God. So I just started jotting down this list of all the things that are swirling in my mind. And as I wrote them down in my journal, I just prayed and said, Lord, I trust you with this situation. I know that there are steps for me to take, but I also know I'm not supposed to bear this burden alone. And so I thank you that you are present with me. I thank you that you have given me your word, that you've given my children your word. I thank you for Jesus. And Lord, I choose to trust you in each of these situations. Then I decided to study a little bit deeper into this verse of Psalm 5, verse 3. One of my favorite Bible study resources is the Blue Letter Bible. I have an app that I have on my phone, so it's super easy. You can also just go to blueletterbible.com, I think. I don't know. It might be org or something else. You can do a Google search for Blue Letter Bible and you'll find it. But one of my favorite tools that is in this app is easy access to looking up the words from the scripture verse in the original language. So I started looking up some of the words in the Hebrew from this verse out of Psalms. And there are four words that really stood out to me this morning that I wanted to share with you. The verse starts by saying, in the morning. And you know, I've always thought this is a great reminder to pray first thing in the day. It doesn't have to be, you know, a 30-minute lengthy structured prayer time, but just first things first. My priority in the day is to seek the Lord, for us to spend time with Him. As I looked into this, into the original language of this word in the morning, I found even deeper meaning. So the Hebrew word here is boker, and I will apologize to anybody listening who understands the correct way to pronounce these words. I'm not a Hebrew scholar, so I'm probably not going to pronounce everything correctly, but I'll try. So this word morning is boker, and it means the break of day, the coming of sunrise. So it is the word for the morning time, for that time when night transitions into day, to the time of the sunrise, the break of dawn. And that was the time that I was enjoying this verse this morning. I enjoyed watching the sunrise, seeing the reminder that God is always making all things new. The reminder that He is constant and faithful, and every morning the sun rises. But a little bit more to this word in the Hebrew is that it's the coming of bright joy after a night of distress. That's where I had been. I had been in that moment of a night of distress. And as we choose to talk to the Lord about these things that are heavy on our minds, it's a reminder that God has bright joy for us. He always has something new for us. He can give us His peace and His joy, even in the midst of whatever night of distress we're dealing with. So I'd ask you to consider right now, what's your night of distress? What are you struggling with? Will you choose to seek the Lord in the morning, at this moment where you can move from the night of distress to the coming of a new day, to the break of dawn, to a new sunrise? So in the morning, O Lord, the verse continues, says, you will hear my voice. You know, it's easy just to think, well, in the morning, I'm going to talk. I'm going to pray. I'm going to be the one talking so that God hears my voice. But I've really focused this morning on that word, hear. The Hebrew word is shama. This is a promise in this one little word, that God hears us. And He doesn't just hear us very casually. This word means that He listens attentively. He's hearing us with diligence and attention. And He is discerning the deep needs of our hearts. Those needs that we're not really sure what to put into words with our voice, God listens and hears us with such depth of attention. He hears the true cry of our heart behind what our voice is saying. I hope that's as encouraging to you today as it was to me. Just a reminder that God hears me. He hears you. He hears our words, but he also hears our hearts. The verse then continues, "In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you." On the surface, it just means I'm going to talk to God about the things that I need his help with. The Hebrew word here for ordering our prayers is arak, and it means to arrange, to lay in order, to set in place. I think when I'm taking time to journal this list of my worries in a way of releasing them to the Lord, in a way of making them become my prayers instead of my worries, it's a way of ordering my prayer. It's a way of arranging the thoughts. But more than that, it's a way of setting my prayer request in the proper place. These prayer requests don't belong as swirling thoughts of worry in my mind. The place that they really belong is with the God of the universe, who loves me, who sent Jesus for me, who cares for me. The same place where your worries and cares belong too is with Jesus, who loves you intimately, who gave his life so that you can not only have eternal life for all eternity, but so you can have life and freedom, joy and peace today in this moment. So in the morning, let's order our prayers. Let's arrange those worries. Let's set them in their proper place. Turn them from worries into prayer requests as we take them from a burden on ourselves and we surrendered them to the God of the universe, who is able to care for everything we are concerned about today. And now this verse concludes with, "In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch." This word for watch is safah. It means to look about, to keep watch, to observe, to watch closely, to eagerly look for how God is going to act, for how he is going to give you his peace, for how he is going to give you his joy. Watch for how God is going to respond to your requests. Sometimes he's going to take that problem and fix it in a miraculous way. Sometimes he's going to miraculously give you peace even as you continue walking through this hard circumstance. So I'm so thankful that we have a Lord who wants us to come to him first thing, to trade our worries and give them to him so that we can have that peace that passes all understanding. Thankful for the reminder to approach him in the morning, at this moment of sunrise, at the moment that our night of distress can change into the bright joy of a new day. I'm also thankful for the reminder here in the beginning of a new year that we can start our year by intentionally seeking him. If you've been around with me for a while, read anything that I've written, or listen to podcasts, you've probably heard me talk about my personal habit of 21 days of prayer every January. This is a habit that I've built over years that I'm thankful my church has helped me build. Well, I'll be starting my 21 days of prayer this Sunday. Would love to invite you to join me. You know, I found that this is a great, bright place to have in the midst of the dark of winter. One of my other favorite parts about January is the daffodils that I'm anticipating will start blooming here in Alabama in the next couple of weeks. But in the meantime, I'm super excited to be starting my 21 days of prayer. Would love to invite you to join me. It's just 21 days where I'm choosing to intentionally seek the Lord a little bit more purposefully than I have been over the past weeks. If you want to join me, you can find me on Instagram. I'll be posting some prayer focuses in my Instagram stories. Just look for Amy Smith with Rest in the Trench. It's A-I-M-E-E, Amy Smith. You could also pick up my book, The Restful Homeschool Resolution. It's available on Amazon. It's just a 21-day guide through an intentional season of focused prayer. In it, I have some devotions and some focused prayer prompts for praying through homeschool life specifically. The book specifically written for homeschool moms. It also includes an explanation of why I love daffodils so much. So I would love for you to join me in this 21-day prayer journey over the next few weeks. But I specifically want to invite you to one next step. Today, take a few minutes to order your prayers. Take those thoughts that are swirling in your mind that you're worried about, write down a list, and surrender them to the Lord as your prayers rather than as your worries. I hope you'll join me next time as we continue looking at ways we as homeschool moms can cultivate restful hearts so we can lead our families to restful homeschools. Until then, I pray that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.